So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf discussed the machlekes in the case of shachtu madarm v'kibud damim b'tzafen, b'tzafen v'kibud damim b'darm. I'alu ma'ashe yerdu. If there was a shinu makum in the first avodah of kachri kachim, the shechita v'kabbalah were done in the wrong place, but the emurim were already placed onto the mizbeach. According to Reb Shimon, must the emurim be removed from the mizbeach or not? Reb Yosef says, the emurim are not removed because, just as Reb Shimon holds, shinu makum mizrikim adlo yerdu, so too, shinu makum mishchita v'kabbalah im adlo yerdu, the emurim are not removed. While Rabbi says, the emurim must be removed. Because Reb Shimon only holds, only Shinamakim Bezrikim Allah Yerdu. Where the first Avodah was done properly, the Emurim are not removed. But Reb Shimon would agree, in Shinamakim Meshchita V'Kabbalim Allah Yerdu. Where the first Avodah was not done properly, the Emurim must be removed. The Gemara concludes that Rav Yosef proves his opinion from Chadu Migui Chadu V'Chadu Migui Chadu. A combination of three Mishnais and Masechta Tzvachim, one ruling upon the other. The first Mishnah states, V'Kulan Ein Metam Megadma Beis HaBliya. There was a shinamakim in the first avodah ben oila sa'iv. The malika was done in the wrong place. Even though the carbon is possible, the malika is considered valid regarding that it removes the isur nevela. Therefore, one who eats from the bird does not become tami. The same Mishnah continues, kol shahayu psula b'kaidish ein metama b'gadma beis habliya. A psul that happened after the oila sa'iv was brought into the azara, which refers to the previous case of shinamakim the malika removes tumas nevela. A later Mishnah states, kol shahayu psula b'kaidish im adlo yerdu. A psul that happened after the oil was brought into the azar, which also refers to the previous case of shinu makam b'malika, the emurim are not removed from the mizbech. Apparently, even though there was a shinu makam b'malika in the first avodah of the oil sa'if, im olu lo yerdu. So too, if there was a shinu makam b'shchida b'kabbalah in the first avodah of kachri kachim, im olu lo yerdu. And the Gemara concludes, to Yufta, Rabbi's opinion is thus refuted. The Gemara proceeds with Rav Elazar's question regarding the halacha of heter b'mis. When the Yidden first arrived in Eretz Yisrael, an individual was permitted to bring karbanas yachid, individual sacrifices, on a bama katan, also referred to as a bama yachid, a private altar, and there was no iser shchutei chutz. While karbanas tzibur, communal karbanas, were brought on the bama gedayla, also referred to as bama tzibur, the public altar. And the Mishnah teaches several distinctions between a bama katana and bama gedayla. For example, a karban ayla at a bama katana does not require shchitas b'tzafen, but a karban ayla at a bama gedayla does require shchitas b'tzafen. Now, Rabbi Elazar says, "Eilas b'mas yachad shechnisa lefnim kol tua mechitzas l'chal davar." If kachay b'mas katana, a private carbon, was brought inside the walls of a b'mas gedayla, the halachas of b'mas gedayla apply, and a carbon eila requires shechitas b'tzafen. And Rabbi Elazar inquires, "Eilas b'mas yachad shechnisa shenifsa la olumar sheyerdu." If an eilas b'mas yachad was sacrificed on a b'mas gedayla and became possible through shinu makim, it was shechta b'darm. But the emurim already placed onto the mizbeach, must the emurim be removed from the mizbeach or not? And the Gemara explains that this question regarding shinu makom is applicable according to both Rabba and Rav Yosef. Perhaps, even according to Rabba, who in a regular karban oila holds im olu yerdu, would agree that in our case of oilas b'mesiachat shechnisim olu lo yerdu, because only in a regular karban oila im olu yerdu, because mechitza ketikna pasla. The shinu makom disqualifies the emurim because kachay kachim initially requires shechita b'tzafen. However, in kachay b'makatanim olu lo yerdu because shalayka tikna lo pasla, the shinu makom does not disqualify the emurim because b'makatanim does not initially require shechita b'tzafen. Or perhaps even according to Rabbi Yosef, who in a regular karban oila holds im olu lo yerdu, would agree that in our case of oilas b'mesiachat shechnisa im olu yerdu because only in a regular karban oila im olu lo yerdu because mechitza ketikna kalta, the emurim are accepted on the mizbech because this karban oila initially required the mizbech. However, in kachay b'makatanim olu yerdu because shalayka tikna lo kalta, the emurim are not accepted on the mizbech because kachay b'makatanim did not initially require the mizbech. Take it, this question remains unresolved. The Gemara proceeds with a discussion regarding the halacha of chutz l'zmanoi, pigul, b'chayev nilav karas. If the kohen performed any of the four avodas adam with a machshava to eat the meat of the carbon after its designated time, the carbon becomes pigul, and one who eats from this carbon, even b'zmanoi, is liable for karas. Now, regarding a carbon kosher, zrika kashera, maitzim de me'ila b'kachay kachim, v'meivil de me'ila b'kachay b'kalam. A valid zrika removes the isur me'ila from the meat of kachay kachim because it becomes mutlakanim, and places the isur me'ila on the emurim of kachim kalim because it becomes roel mizbech. The Gittel Merav says, however, zrika is pigal, ainam maitim de me'ila b'kachay kachim, ve'ainam mevil de me'ila b'kachim kalim. A zrika's pigal has no effect regarding me'ila because the basur does not become mutlakanim, and the emurim do not become roel mizbech. However, the Gemara makes a distinction between zrika and shchita. As Rashi and Tesis explain, if the machshavah's pigul was during the actual zrika, the zrika has no effect regarding me'ila, because have a pigul gum of lechashiva. A zrika with a machshavah's pigul is considered a full-fledged pigul and has no significance regarding me'ila. However, chishav b'shchita v'shasik b'zrika, meitzim b'dei me'ilu b'katshe kachem, ve'enim me'ilu b'dei me'ilu b'katshem kalim. If the machsheves pickle was only during shchita, but not during zrika, the zrika does have an effect regarding me'ila, because lo have a pickle gomer. A zrika without a machsheves pickle is considered only a partial pickle, which does have significance regarding me'ila. The Gemara says that according to the brisa that associates pickle with shchita alone must be explained as follows. Isura de ma'isil de pickle, shchita caused a full-fledged pickle, provided that there was also a machsheves pickle during zrika. This discussion continues in the next daf.